Sheila, Shela, Burton, Burton, 12-13-60. Today is 5-2. Chief complaint, hypertension. Our patient is a 62-year-old woman who was seen just a few days ago with cough congestion and shortness, cough congestion and symptoms of bronchitis. Patient was started on Z-Pak, Medrol dose pack. Her blood pressure was elevated at 179 over 98. Patient was given patient was given her regular medication, Atacan, A-T-A-C-A-N-A-D. But patient has not started taking it. She comes into there for follow-up. Her cough is better, her congestion is better, but her blood pressure still remains quite elevated. Period. In the paragraph, she states that she doesn't have the prescription and would like to get a prescription again for her medication. Period. Patient was Atacan, A-T-A-C-A-N, 32-25, one today. She has not been taking at this time. She also complains of vaginal yeast infection with the antibiotic that she was recently on. Would like a prescription for Diflucan, period. New paragraph, patient has had issues with intraductal carcinoma for breast and has had some removal of these lesions, but has decided that she no longer wants to go have a mammogram and or any workup done regarding these in the future. Her colonoscopy is, by the way, up to date, period. She's had off and on leg swelling and would like to, and has had a history of PBD in the past. She did have a thyroid cyst about 2 years ago, and at one time she was told she needs to have a biopsy done, but she doesn't want to do that, and tells me that she does not want to have any biopsies done at this time. Family history, mom had some sort of medullary renal artery stenosis. She died of a heart attack. No, she died of complications of surgery, sorry. And the brother and sister had hypertension. Patient father had hypertension. COVID immunization, none, but she's had COVID in the past. Surgery, breast surgery for intraductal papilloma, as I mentioned. Hysterectomy with bilateral oophorectomy. Medical problems, migraine headaches, hypertension. Medication, Atacan, 25 once a day, but she hasn't been taken. Also vitamin D off and on. Review of system as above. Patient, she's alert, she's awake. She weighs 206 pounds, has lost about 20 pounds. She's been under a lot of stress at home. Her daughter lives with her grandkids, and that's been very stressful, she tells me. Weight 206, 98%, 98.1, 1692, 188 over 104. Again, this was discussed. Patient will come back in 2 days for blood pressure check. Heart positive, swollen positive, two. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. Nextural JVD. Skin shows no rash or mucosa with elevation. What's going on? Focal. Assessment number one, hypertension. Number two, check blood work. Number three, rule out renal vascular hypertension via abdominal ultrasound. None was found. Number four, patient had a echocardiogram which shows LVH consistent with hypertension out of control. Next was non-compliance. Next number is thyroid cyst. She would like no workup. The evaluation wants to have it rechecked again in a few months. Next number is mammogram. No more mammogram per patient. Next number is intraductal carcinoma. Discussed again with patient today. Next number, we looked at her legs because of history of PBD. No further increase in PBD noted. Next number, she does have a history of esophageal stricture, and she has required stretching in the past. She would like to make an appointment to see her GI specialist, but I just don't have the time to do that right now, she tells me. So she's not going to do that at this time. Next number, most important thing at this time is to get her blood pressure under control. We talked about the fact that she could die of a heart attack or stroke. If the blood pressure increase continues, she's going to come back in 2 days to have that checked while she's taking her medication, because every time she's been here, it's been without her medication. Next number, her cough and congestion is better. Next one, her bronchitis is better. Next one's vaginal yeast infection. Diflucan was given today. Next number above was mentioned and discussed with patient at length before leaving the office, and patient was given ample time to ask questions. Thank you.